I'd like to learn together two pieces in the Mor v'Shemesh in Parshas Naso. We'll do part of the first piece, and then we'll take a look at one of the other pieces a little bit later on by the Birchas Kohanim. Vayedaver Hashem al Moshe lemor Naso is Rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim leves avosim lemishpachosim. So we know that Parshas Bamidbar ended off by describing the avoda of the family of Kohath. And Parshas Naso begins by taking us into the world of the other families of Levi, Gershon and Merari. And the Pasuk says, Naso es Rosh, lift up their heads, count the B'nai Gershon, Lebeis Avosam, Lemishpachosam. But what the Rebbe notices is that Hadiktok hu mipnei ma'itzel B'nai Kohos, Nemar Techila Lemishpachosam, Va'achar kach Lebeis Avosam, Ve'itzel B'nai Gershon, Nemar Lebeis Avosam Techila. The question is, why is it that by Kohos, and again in Parshas Bamidbar, in last week's Parsha, the Torah first tells us that they are referenced lemishpachosam according to their families, and then only afterwards beis avosam. By Gershon, interestingly enough, here we find beis avosam precedes mishpachosam. Halo davar, what's the nature of that? Why should that be? What does that mean? Question number one. Question number two, which we're not going to see inside together, but it's an interesting question nonetheless, is the Mor v'Shemesh wonders on the words naso. Why is it naso with a nun? It could have just as well written the word saw. And he brings two other places where we find such an idea, sa es rosh malkoach, sa es mispar shemosam. What exactly is the meaning of the word naso? Again, we're not going to study that part together today. But in terms of the first question, he tells us a very fundamental thing about a Jew's relationship with his yichus, with his schos avos, and how to relate to it in a healthy and proper way. Vinira de isa b'gemara, the Gemara tells us about metzia daf pehe amad aleph, mishu hu ubeno uven beno b'nei Torah, Shuv ein haTorah posekes mehem laolam. A person who learns, a person who's a ben Torah, his son is a ben Torah, his grandson's a ben Torah. Chuta meshulash lo b'mehera yinasek. A three-ply cord is not easily severed, like it says in Koheles. And therefore, three generations of Torah, the Torah is guaranteed to remain by them forever. Shenemar lo yamushu mipicha v'gomer amar Hashem me'ata v'ad olam. Beautiful, beautiful Gemara. But as we know, there are no guarantees. And as much as the Torah gives a haftacha, it's a haftacha that still requires our effort, our responsibility. It's not simply that a person comes from generations of those who study Torah, that automatically one is going to know Shas, one doesn't become a Ben Torah, one does not become halachically knowledgeable simply by the fact that his grandfather was. The haftacha requires a person to walk in the footsteps and to hold on to the Ochez Darchem B'Kodesh, to hold on to the holy levels and attitudes and practices of those who came before. Leilech Kamhu B'Darchei HaTorah V'Avodah, to walk in the ways, the Torah and the Avodah of the earlier generations. It reminds me of a story with the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe one time was approached by a fellow who wanted a bracha for his son, that he should be a Talmud Chacham. The Kotzker Rebbe, Kedarko B'Kodesh, very sharp, said to him, listen, if you want your son to be a Talmud Chacham, then you have to sit down and learn. Because if you think the way to make your son a Talmud Chacham is to come to a rabbi to get a bracha, so you're an Am Haaretz, and your son's going to get a bracha from me, but he's going to be an Am Haaretz, and he's going to get his son a bracha from some other rabbi. That's not the way to make B'nai Torah. It requires effort, it requires diligence, hasmada. Sit down and learn, and your son will also sit down and learn. So if a person, again, comes from a Miyuchazdik family, a person comes from B'nai Torah, it's a wonderful head start, as we'll see, but a person still needs to sit down and learn, needs to put in the effort. Right? So a person has to grab onto the, again, to the ways of those who came before, and to try to fall into line, to be part of that. And a person who does so, and who does so b'emes, he'll have the support, he'll have the additional help of Zchus Avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meir Einav B'Maor Torah B'Zchus Avosav. He'll be zochet to achieve that much more in the merit of those who came before him. Aval Im Hu Eino Miyageh Atzmo Klal, but a person who puts in no effort whatsoever, Lo Yoel Lo Zchus Avosav Klal. Right? If the effort is not there at all, then the Zchus Avos will not help at all. Kamayim Rechazal Lo Yagati Umatzasi Al Tamin. A person who says that I didn't put in any effort, but I was still zochet to achieve, don't believe such a person. It's simply not possible. And the truth is that anyone who's willing to make effort, regardless of Zchus Avos, anyone who works hard in Torah and Avodas Hashem, Yasik hasagas haTorah, ki keser Torah munach v'chol mishayirtza yiskava. Like we find in the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Vav, like the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, a person can't choose to be a Kohen. There's a keser kohuna. The person can't choose to be part of Malchus Beis David. There's a keser Malchus. But the keser Torah is munach and it awaits anyone who desires it. So what distinction is there between a person who is miyuchas and a person who is not miyuchas? What exactly is this haftacha of the Gemara? If I don't have a mesorah, if I don't have a father, a grandfather, if I don't have people in my life who show me the ropes in Torah, so obviously I have to work that much harder in order to have that breakthrough. And a person, again, who works hard will achieve great things. But one who, again, has kind of that running head start. I read one time that the Chafetz Chaim did not allow his children to study the Rambam's Mor HaNevuchim. And it's not for the same reason that Rabbi Nachman explained as to why he opposed the study of Mor HaNevuchim, Hamevin Yavin. But rather, the Chafetz Chaim said that my children grew up in a home of Amunah, of Bitachon, of Torah. They don't need to act like Nevoichim. They don't need to act like people who don't have a clue what's going on. In other words, being born into a certain home and a certain environment obviously has a very positive, hopefully, very positive hashpah on a person. So a person who doesn't have that can still work hard and achieve great things. And a person who does have that, Mishi Yeshlo Shashel Seyuchsin, Zuchus Avosav Amedes Shalait Starech Lavor Kolkach. He doesn't necessarily need to work as hard, not that he shouldn't work hard, but he doesn't need to work as hard because there are certain things that are very much a part of his upbringing. V'yuchol lahasig benokil yoser mishar anashim. His father is well-versed in the sea of the Talmud, so when he sits down to learn Gemara with his father, his grandfather, they're going to be able to explain it to him, as opposed to the person who doesn't have that, he's on his own. Ach afal pichein b'lo shum yagia yi'efshar lo lahasig shum davar. But nonetheless, without any effort, a person will not achieve anything at all. Ragam hu tzarech lachtor ulevakish tamid es Hashem b'chol levavo u'v'chol nafsho. And therefore, everyone really needs to shtag. Everyone needs to put in the effort to achieve great things. Again, it's an advantage. It's a haftacha. It's a certain, head start that's given to the one who is the fulfillment of that gemara and bav mitzia, of being a ben Torah and having generations of b'nei Torah. But everyone needs to work hard. Uve'im ya'amol b'torah uva'avoda azay yasig yoser. And therefore the one who again has that head start from the Zchus Avos will be able to go that much farther if he's willing to work hard, as opposed to the person who's starting from square one. He'll need to work very hard just to achieve at all. The Zchus Avos will certainly add additional support to him. He'll be able to grasp things much more easily than others. But so of course, when I look at the person who's starting mamish as a beginner, and the person who comes from beautiful doros of B'nai Torah, v'derech ha'amitihu, says the Mor v'Shemesh, nonetheless, the true path for all Jews, hagam shu miyuchas gadol, even if a person comes from great yichus. It reminds me of what the Ostrovser Rebbe said. The Heilige Ostrovser was once at some gathering of gedolim, of tzaddikim, and people were talking about who they come from, miyuchas from this one, from that one. And the Heilige Ostrovser said, my father was a pashut, a baker. He was a simple man, but he taught me something very important. He taught me that day-old bread is not as good as fresh bread. And it was a slight musar shmuz that the Ostrovser, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, was saying to those other tzaddikim, you know, you're all living off Zchus Avos, but make sure that you add your own dimension to that great family tree. In other words, a person who's miyuchas in a great way, like he's describing here, lo yiftach al zchus avos of klal. Don't rely on zchus avos. Rakis azer kegibur chalatzav. Gird your loins with great strength. V'yisam yislavod avodas hakodesh b'shkei deraba. Work very, very hard, diligently. Adesher yasig me'atzmuso, built his zchus avos, to achieve on your own right, and not merely to ride the legacy, the coattails of those who came before. And therefore, we understand now very clearly, Alkein Eitzel B'nei Kahas Nemar Tchila L'Mishpachosam. The B'nei Kahas, who on the one hand were more miyuchas, who had a certain spiritual advantage, they didn't want to talk about Beis Avos. They said, what's our family doing? Let's talk about our Mishpacha. Nemar Tchila L'Mishpachosam. Lahoras Hagam Shayu Miuchasim Yishlosha Doros Kahas Levi Yaakov, even though they are that incredible link in that chain of Kahas, of Levi, of Yaakov, Lo Batru B'Zechusam, they didn't rely on the fact that they came from greatness. Rakinsu Atzma Mishpachos, they sat down, each family, so to speak, each small clan sat together and said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to add to this great Yichus? La'avod avodas HaKodesh. That they decided that they were going to accomplish something great in their own right, and not simply to rely on Chosavos. But when it comes to Bnei Gershon, what was the mile of Gershon? Gershon was the oldest of the three. Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. So therefore, Gershon has a mile that is not achieved through effort. They were simply born into it, namely, being the Bechor. The Kedusha that they received was simply what? Shahaya Bechor, Kadosh Mirechem. Osa Kedusha, E'efshar Lahasig, Ayyadei Avodasov. That's not something that a person could achieve through one's Avoda. It's something that you're born with. Ki'afilu im yavod kol yamav alzeh lo yebechor. A person could work on it forever to be the firstborn, but it's either something you have or you don't. If Cain osa hakadusha shahay lebnei Gershon mitzad shahay Gershon bechor kadosh mirachem, so that mila that Gershon had, which is a mila, being a bechor is a mila, it's something to appreciate those who are blessed with it. Osa kadusha lo hay lehem el mitzad avihem. They understood that type of mila, I didn't do anything to earn it. That I can talk about. It was given to me by my avos, but lo mitzad avodasam, and therefore by the bnei Gershon. As again, as we find here in Parshas Naso, it could say Beis Avosam first, because they did have a certain Mila that came from Beis Avos. And it's nothing to brag about too much, because there was nothing that they had worked to achieve. Aval b'bnei Kahas, yochel liyos shekol kedushasam lohaya ele mitzad avodasam. But the bnei Kahas wanted that their Madrega in Torah, and again, they were the ones who carried the Aron, carried the Torah, the Kavanah Torah, the reason that they're mentioned first. It's not because they're the oldest, because they're the most distinguished. It's a beautiful display of Kavanah Torah that they come ahead of Gershon and Merari in Parshas Bamidbar. But that was something that what? That they continue to nurture, and they continue to work on. And therefore, Lachein Ksiv L'Mishpachosam T'chila. It's something that a Mishpacha earns through its efforts, and it's an area where one has to be careful not to simply, again, rely on the efforts of those who came before, but to try to make it one's own. Okay, let's do one other piece, the Mor V'Shemesh in Parshas Naso, the piece that begins by Yedaber Hashem al Moshe, Lemur Daber al Aaron, Kosav Aruch Bnei Yisrael. We know Birchas Kohanim is really three psukim, three brachos, Yivrecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha, Yair Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yichuneka, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yisim Lecha Shalom, a very, very important lesson in terms of one's priorities. Says Rashi, Perish Rashi, Yivarechacha, She is Baruchu Nechasecha, you should be blessed to have financial success, V'Yishmerecha, and your financial success should be protected. How many people make a lot of money and then lose a lot of money? V'Yishmerecha means, Shalo Yavo Alecha Shoydidim Lito Mamoncha, that robbers shouldn't come and, God forbid, take your money. Hashem should protect that your financial success remains by you. And then the next pasuk, Ya'ir Hashem Panav Elecha, is a bracha of what? Isa B'Medrash, Zeh Ma'or HaTorah, the radiance of Torah should shine upon you. Sheyayir einecha v'libcha b'Torah. Your mind, your eyes, your heart should radiate with Torah. So the Rebbe has a number of questions. Kvar ha'iru b'zem b'farshei Torah. First of all, why is it when it says that the Kohanim are going to bestow this bracha upon Klal Yisrael, it says amor lehem? Why doesn't it say daber lehem? Why not a lashon of dibor? Why is it a lashon of amira? Uvezen nir aliso explains the Rebbe, and this will lead to a second question, we'll see in a moment. Ki apasa girmos shemi shabal levareches Yisrael. If a person wants to bring bracha on a Jew, Aaron a Kohen, what's his midah? He's an oev shalom, he's a rodev shalom, he's oev esabriyos umakarv in the Torah. How did the Kohanim recite the bracha before Birchas Kohanim? That they're mevareches amu Yisrael ba'ava, they bless the Jewish people with love. A person who wants to bring bracha on a Jew has to love a Jew. Beautiful lashon. To love someone else with such intense love, like the love one has for oneself. Even for the lowest of the low. To love him like he loves himself. Maybe that's why, just thinking out loud, maybe that's why the midah of Aaron HaKohen is the midah of Hod. You know the midah of Lag BaOmer, Rashbi is Hod Shebahod. It's really, in a certain sense, the lowest of the lowest in terms of the sviros. And yet, dafka in that place, there can be such a love. To love even hapachos shebet chusim, the lowest of the low. To love such a Jew in such an intense way. And by doing that, one brings great love of Hashem upon that person. By reminding Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu what a great guy he is, what an amazing Jew he is, what a wonderful person he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also showers that person with love and with respect and with honor, so to speak. And by finding favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and helping that Jew to find favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings such goodness and sweetness upon that Yid. And in doing so, it's the love that creates the bracha. That's why, again, the bracha of the Kohen is HaMavarech HaZam B'Yisrael. He's Mavarech HaZam B'Yisrael. Asher Kedushasa B'Kedushasa Shal Aaron. The Kedush of Aaron is to be Mavarech HaZam B'Yisrael Ba'ava. And with this we understand the choice of the word Amur Lehem. B'zeh Nirmaz B'Tevas Amur Lehem. What's Alomar? What does Amur mean? Shetevas Amur Hu Milashon Es Hashem Ha'amarta Hayom. Like we find much later in Chumash Devarim. Es Hashem Ha'amarta. Hashem, you distinguished today. Aleph Mem Resh could be a lashon of giving great honor, of recognizing the power and the greatness, the grandeur of a person. As Hashem ha'amarta hayom, or as Hashem ha'amircha hayom. Right? That's what the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachos. We give honor to Hashem by writing Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in our tefillin, and Hashem writes Mika Amchi Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz in his tefillin. So Amor Lehem means show a Jew how distinguished he is in the eyes of Hashem. Ubeiuro Shakadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Lekohanim. You want to bring bracha on a Jew? Amor lehem. It's interesting that I don't speak French, but the French word for love is amore, or something like that. Right? This word has Hebrew being the root of all languages. The word itself means to love, not just the lashon of amira, but it means to make someone loved, make someone distinguished. Perish b'mida zu tuvarchu es b'nei Yisrael. With this mida, you can bless b'nei Yisrael. The hainu sh'tavu osam. If the love is there, then the bracha will certainly follow. But then, as I mentioned, the Mor v'Shemesh has one more point, one more question. And that is, how could it not jump out at us that Yivarechacha v'Yishmerecha, the bracha of Parnasa and financial security, comes before the bracha of Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha, before the bracha of Torah, of the radiance of Torah? How could that be? V'alperish Rashi, v'hamedrish, she'avesi le'el yesh ledaktik. We need to wonder, we need to ask. Where are our priorities? How do we not put the bracha of Torah, which is eternal, before the fleeting bracha of Mammon? But the point that Hashem is making is a very important one. That a Jew who has great financial success, and yet nonetheless, he comes back to Torah, he makes sure that Torah is not lost because of his financial success. He doesn't lose himself in his business pursuits and the tirdas hazman. He doesn't say, I'm such a chashuv hedge fund manager, I don't have time to learn. Matat elokim, that itself is a bracha. Ki u'isha sher yesh lo osher gedula misgaber yitzro alav, she yorim levavo me'achav. There's a very grave danger that he becomes a balgaiva and he wants to amass more and more and more wealth. Vagam Yitrido, Tirdas Hazman, and he becomes busy with all sorts of responsibilities of Olam Hazeh because of his financial position in the world and the big company that he's built. And he never sells his company to come back to Torah. He just spends his whole life whittling away his time, amassing more and more money. For what gain? For what purpose? So there's a bracha. There's a bracha of a Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. You made your money. Your money is now protected. And Higi Hazman, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha. How lucky you are if you get it, that the whole purpose of your money is simply to what? To be able to learn Torah. To be able to come back to Torah in a real way. That's what it's all about. It's a big Yitzhahara. Tzadikim tell us that when the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah was removed, the Yitzhahara for Mammon, Taivas Mammon replaced the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's not easy for him to overcome. But Leilich B'darchei HaTorah, to make sure that he lives a life that is all about Torah. Not just a little bit about Torah, but it's all about Torah and Avoda, v'lasot behem. And therefore, hivtiach lanu Hashem yisparach. Hashem gives us such an important bracha, a bracha that only a Jew could truly understand. Hagam shi'avarech osanu b'mamon. Yes, we need money. And yes, we daven that Hashem should help us to be able to have our financial means met. And sometimes a person sees great financial success. But the nisayon that comes after that, and the bracha that he desires more than anything after that, is please don't let that, God forbid, take away from my spiritual pursuits. Afal pichein ya'er einenu v'libenu b'toraso shenasok ba. Allow me to be first and foremost a ben Torah. Alkein makdim b'kasav birchas amaman l'birchas haTorah. Because part of the ultimate bracha is that a person who has money doesn't slip away from Torah. Klomer hagam she'avarech oscha b'mamon. V'yesh makum la'yetzahar l'izgaber la'hatrid oscha behevle azman. Yetzahar can get you so busy with that money that you forget what the tachlis of your life is. Hashem says, I bless you, but that shouldn't be the case. Rather, Ya'ir Hashem Panav, Hashem should radiate, should shine His Torah glow upon you. Afal pichein Ya'ir Einecha V'libcha B'Torah. That you should never, chas v'shalom, deviate or slip away from Torah. So what an important lesson. Two very important lessons. Not to, God forbid, allow one's yichus to overshadow one's efforts in Torah, and to realize that that the Torah is available for anyone who's willing to work hard. And while, yes, having a yichus of Dori Doros of Torah is a very big bracha. If you come from people of Torah, it gives a person a head start. But at the end of the day, it's the efforts that one makes that is going to be primary. And similarly, on the almost the opposite side of that same coin, a person who has a different type of success in this world, a financial success, or a person who, let's say, is even born with great wealth, and that becomes a big taiva to move one away from Torah, God forbid, he should be zocha that after the yivarechacha v'yishmarecha, his money should be protected. But most importantly, Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha. You should be able to bask in the glow of the Torah Kedosha, because that's the true or, that's the true radiance of a Yid in this world, not the car that he drives or the size of his home or any of those superficial things. Okay, we should be zochet to be B'nai Torah, now and forever.